I looked up the best advent calendars to buy. Lots of them, and there's one which is just male sex toys.
Wow.
Like one every day for 24 days.
Really?
I can't think of more than like two male sex toys.
Cock ring, a big thing that goes in your butt, a little thing that goes in your butt, a medium sized thing that goes in your butt. I got four.
a fleshlight.
Yeah, that's
oh,
like
a
we've ruined Harry's
that's
day.
That's Christmas Day. That's the one that you
Christmas
get on Christmas
podcast.
Day.
Oh, God, imagine. Like
a
Christmas
man.
Tree.
Welcome to Why is Harriet Crying? It's the Christmas special, and
I
so Bobby's here.
She's regretting this already.
it's a good, you know.
Don't want to talk about sex toys right now.
I wanted Bobby to be sitting on your lap.
Yeah,
I've got enough on my lap right now. I don't need more things
on
my lap.
You look like Santa Claus. You've got a hat on.
So mean.
Yeah, you got the Santa Claus hat on. Because of your beard.
Yeah, because of your beard and stomach.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't mean that. I take that back. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I can't see if you're upset, because I can't see your face this recording, but... The studio was set up in a rush, so the microphone is blocking my view of my wife, and if I look at Sunil, the mic won't catch me, so I just have to stare into space while I speak.
You can look at Sunil if you're not talking.
This is really interesting.
Wait, so you had me as a guest on the podcast, and now you're encouraging me to not speak 2 minutes into the podcast. I didn't say, can I be on your podcast? You said, Bobby, will you take time out of your day and come on the podcast?
Imagine if the only way that she could quieten you down was to put you on the podcast.
Sorry, Bobby, were you having a busy day since we just found you sleeping with the dog on the other side of the
I was
door?
Keeping the dog quiet so it didn't bark during the recording you did earlier.
Bobby, that's such bullshit. You're asleep on the other side of the door.
Harriet? I sleep. Okay, you know what Michelangelo did? He slept for 20 minutes every few
don't
hours.
Compare yourself. Paul yeah, but you didn't sleep at night. That's the whole point.
I don't sleep at night. I work at night. I've been working. She doesn't respect my work output. She only looks at my illogical sleep
so,
patterns.
So, sorry, what did you work on last night? Was it the new Star Trek episode?
No, you did this to me on the weekend as well.
She's the worst. She digs in. She goes, what have you been doing? What work have you done? You haven't done anything. And I'm like, you are the worst
what's
wife.
What's Star Trek? Is that work?
It is, actually.
It's a tax deductible
because,
expense if you pay for it.
Yeah, I don't.
But it's not making money, is it?
Harriet, I'm currently writing a sci-fi drama, so I need to research sci-fi dramas by watching them. And I love Star Trek, and it was a new episode. So it fit both as work and play.
Are there Christmas episodes of Star Trek?
I can't remember. I'm sure I love Star Trek, but I'm not like obsessed with the facts of Star Trek.
Right.
So I'm not...
God. Is there a,
what was that for?
Do they have Christmas in Star
You
Trek?
Collect handbags, Harriet. You made me put up shelves where we placed handbags.
Have you really?
That you don't use.
I like handbags in the shape of shelves.
My God, I didn't even know this.
It's a real, like...
Have you got a shelf of shell-shaped handbags?
Yes.
How many?
Two shelves. Six shell-shaped handbags. The collection's growing. I don't know where it's going to end up.
One's the shape of the daisy.
Where'd you get the handbags from?
I assume she murders old women and just brings them home and cleans them off. I don't know where we get them, but they're not... They look weird, and we got a lot of them.
Murdering old women at the seaside.
I really like handbags in the shape of a shell.
I've never seen you even have one.
No, she doesn't use them often. Oh. I wake up, first thing I see.
Are they leather?
No.
Oh, really? Leather. It's quite hard to find handbags that aren't leather, actually. So
well, they're
like,
made out of plastic.
It's really specifically hard to find a handbag shaped like a shell, not made out of leather.
Well,
it's a very niche. No, they're... Harriet doesn't like using... She doesn't want, like, a... We've talked about this. She doesn't want, like, cow skin. She would
just rather
get a purse that will choke a turtle.
But this is great news, because now every single birthday and Christmas present I ever need to get Harriet... is sorted.
Sunil.
Yeah, just give me something in the shape of a shell.
And then you'll just have
it.
To constantly put up shelves. Because I can't
whole
think
house
of anything
is...
else to buy her.
By the time I'm 60, I dread to think of what our house is going to look like, because it's just going to be shelves everywhere.
Like, I like other things in the shape of a shell. Like, I like a vase.
What about a shell in
the
shape of a shell? Why don't you just like shelves?
Really,
you haven't
like
got
that.
Any shells in the house.
No! We don't have one shell, we just have things in the shape of shells.
Why don't you have shells?
I don't know, I'd really like a shell.
Alright.
No one's ever gone with
I never knew you liked the shape of shell that much. This is just extraordinary, this is mind-blowing.
The reason you don't know that is because it doesn't make any sense. and she, I think what she has it? A correct amount of shame around it, doesn't tell people.
I've known you for a decade and you've never even said the word shell.
I have 3 shell lamps.
I didn't even know that, that's crazy.
Do you know why she's obsessed with getting shells?
Why?
Because she struggles with the rhyme. Harriet, try it.
That's so mean.
Harriet, I'm just saying
Harriet,
that's
please, for Christmas.
That's so mean.
Let's just see what it sounds like. We sell seashells on the seashore. Because please, you struggle.
I'm putting my tongue in the wrong place.
Please, for the listeners.
For the listeners, that is why you're obsessed with collecting shells.
That's
because
not why.
Yes, it is.
Now it's making me not like shells.
Say shell.
We shall see shells.
One more go. Just keep going till you do it.
We sell seashells.
Terry, come on.
I had years of elocution lessons.
Compose yourself.
I know you're slowly.
Just slow.
Harriet.
It's because the two words going after each other is difficult because I have to move my tongue.
But 3's a charm. I think you'll get it this time. One more try.
We sell seashells on the seashore.
Now faster, faster, faster.
Now anthropomorphize.
We sell
fast
on the seashore. We sell seashells. Because my tongue gets stuck.
Now say anthropomorphize.
It's because say anthropomorphize. I thought you were trying. I was trying to make the shell anthropomorphize. That's what you meant, to make it into like a living animal. So I was like trying to be emotional about the shell. Now anthropomorphize the shell.
At some point, something alive was in the shell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just it is the corpse of a dead sea creature, I guess, a crustacean. I'm guessing. I don't really know if that's true.
Yeah. So I like things in the shape of shells.
There was something there was a word I haven't been able to say all week, but
really?
I actually just gloss over it.
Love
is love. Live.
I love you.
I like you. Yeah, just that. I think it was like washing machine. I couldn't say that properly for a few days.
Because you're so tired waiting.
Just really tired. No, but okay. Well, thank you for doing the seashell thing. I can't believe.
Really,
why didn't you ever talk about it?
How much I like seashells.
How much is selling seashells by the seashore?
It's when you put sell and shell.
Wait, Harriet, we know why it's hard. That's why. That's why it's the rhyme.
You put a word between like sell and then shell, then it's helpful. But if it goes sell, shell, then it's very hard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'm just very surprised that's something you like, shells.
Yes.
But you've never mentioned it, and no one's ever noticed it about you, and Bobby's had to tell me. Why are you keeping it such a secret?
I just really like shells. I'll show you my lamps later.
Are you ashamed of seashells?
No, I really like. I'd like more things with shells on.
Please, please.
If
you're listening to the podcast and you want to get Harriet a Christmas present and you get her anything shaped like a shell.
I would really like that, actually.
You're going to have to raise my baby because I'm leaving the country.
How many more handbags till you walk out of this house?
If there's more than 10, I don't think.
There's more than 10.
It can continue. It can't continue. We don't have enough space.
We need to get more shelves.
I like a house without that many shelves. Why?
Shelves for shelves.
Why does my life have to be surrounded by shell? Why? Well, that's not what I imagined.
It's funny because it goes shell and then shelf.
Yeah.
So I've got shelves on the shelf.
Also, the imminent breakdown of your marriage.
We sell shell shelves by the seashore.
Oh, lovely.
How are you, Bobby?
How am I?
Good to have you on. How are you?
You know.
How have you been since we last saw each other?
We haven't been on for a while.
Yeah.
That's true. What's been going on with me? I've been, I don't know, every day you give me jobs.
If you thought of the jobs yourself, then I wouldn't have to give you the jobs. So if you just had the initiative, it's not like I'm your employer.
Okay.
They're both equal employers, so you have to think of your own jobs.
Not to sound, listen, I don't want to sound like I understand what I understand the patriarchy. I understand that I don't want you to have more of a mental workload around the house than I do.
But you just love it too much.
No, no, no.
The patriarchy.
The problem is that you find jobs that aren't necessarily needed and then
disagree.
Convince yourself they're very necessary. Like earlier, a couple days ago, Harriet, on her many reading books of how to keep a baby alive.
Mm.
Found a website that said you must wash everything
you
baby.
You do have to wash everything the baby she has told me because about there's this. Dust and stuff that the baby's been in a protected. There's no dust in my tummy, and so the baby's not met any dust. And so if you put the dust on it, then it can.
I've seen you eat. Odds are there's some dust that went in.
But there'll be loads of dust around in the world anyway for baby.
Yeah, but it takes a little while for the baby to get used to it.
I'm saying, listen, there's endless things you can do to try to keep your children safe.
Yeah, and you should probably try and do them. That's my thinking. What? You should just
but
try
it can,
and do them.
Harriet, it can go too far. Like if you don't expose your kid to enough allergens.
Can I
finish what I'm saying?
Please, Bobby.
I'm a guest
everyone's on your podcast.
On
tenterhooks, please.
In the studio I built, I would just
you
like
didn't
to say.
Build the, I mean, the room is already here. You just took the shelves out.
Okay.
Yeah.
All I'd like to say is, you, Harriet, you have a allergy to life. You're allergic to. Say it.
I'm not saying it.
Raw fruit, raw vegetable,
dust,
nuts,
pollen.
Dogs, cats. Now, the reason you're so allergic.
Grass, geese.
Horses.
That's 11. So you're allergic to at least 11 things, probably a lot more. And the reason is, I think, probably because you weren't exposed to them at a very young age.
I lived on a farm.
Yeah, but you grew up in too clean of an environment. I feel like you're in a really clean room.
I lived on a farm.
When I was born, I was immediately placed in a dust bath. To make me strong.
And that is why Sunil will live much longer than both of us.
Yeah, but will he ever be happy?
Will he ever be sad?
We discussed this on the episode of Rob Carter. There's no such thing as happiness. There's simply an absence of suffering, briefly.
Thank you, Buddha.
And that is what being...
I'm not the guest anymore. It turns out we've got Buddha as a guest.
Turn all the cameras on me. I've got things to say. No, actually, Buddha didn't say much, did he?
No, I don't know.
Has anyone read what
Buddha was very happy. I've seen the statues. He's a jolly little man.
It's not happiness. He reached Nirvana, didn't he?
Yeah, he's so happy.
He's always laughing.
The happiest.
Nirvana isn't happiest.
The happiest. Nirvana is when you're happiest.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Alright, fine.
You don't think... Wait, okay. What is the definition of Nirvana then, Sunil?
I think it's like... Isn't it detachment from everything? And not needing anything?
I don't know. That's why I asked.
Why
are
there so many
just tell me what it is.
Then?
I don't know.
Tell me what it
is. Can you tell us what Nirvana
is? Do I seem like someone who's really familiar with happy?
You seem quite happy.
Yeah, you're happy.
You're happy with the dog?
Yeah.
Dog makes you happy?
Wife? Baby?
Yeah. Driving makes you happy sometimes? You like driving?
Yeah, I like all of these things. I'm just saying.
Why do you pretend you're not happy?
I'm not pretending.
You're actually not happy.
No, I'm not like miserable, but I'm not like, I don't wake up like with a swing in my step.
Do you not?
Do you?
Yeah. I wake up chirpy. I wake up with a spring in my step.
Untrue. You woke up at 6:55 a.m. and
I started taking magnesium supplements, which made me get up with a real spring in my step in the morning.
I take the magnesium supplements as well.
I feel great. I have a coffee.
Do you take them right before you go to sleep? That way they kick in.
Yeah, and then...
Really? I'm going to start doing that. Maybe I'm lacking magnesium.
It's definitely good for
you. Yeah, definitely.
And then I go downstairs, and as soon as I hit the living room and Helen's there, I'm immediately plunged into sadness.
Yeah, maybe it's because I'm next to you, Bobby. Maybe that's why you're so sad.
Maybe Nirvana is just loneliness.
Just aloneness.
There are advantages to being alone, but there's other advantages to being with.
Yes. It's the balance, isn't it?
Yes, what are they?
Companionship.
Thank you.
Fun times.
Yes, there we are.
Chatting.
Someone to watch TV with.
Why do you sound like a robot?
Someone to sit with while to chat with.
Sexual sex.
Someone to make another cup of tea if you want one sometimes, but you don't want to get up.
Yeah, exactly.
Meals prepared for you.
Yeah,
someone to, like, someone's got something and you want it, but they've got it, you can have that.
Yeah, sometimes they'll order a meal, you'll order a meal, you don't like your meal, but you can eat some of their meal.
Sometimes you can, like, double up, you can get a bigger order and save money overall.
Oh, cheaper because two people, but you only have to buy one bed because you're all sleeping in the same bed. If you live separately, you'd have to buy two beds. That's a saving of financially.
Cheaper Ubers, two people.
That's true.
This is the bleakest.
And of course, the word that Sunil struggles to say, love.
Lave.
Live. That's what Christmas is all about.
You say live, he says love, and I'll say love.
Love.
No.
I say love. I know how to say love.
Say I'm not live. Afraid of love. Live, laugh, love.
Oh, live.
Laugh.
Love.
You said it, there you go.
Yeah, I can say it, but only if it's in that order, if other people cue me up for it.
Yeah, it's like when people with a stutter can sing and not have a stutter. That's the only way Sunil can say
love. You get over your stutter by putting headphones on and listening to music, isn't it?
Yeah, well, somebody watched The King's Speech. Yeah, we've all seen The King's Speech, Sunil. Don't say it like you discovered that, actually, like you're a scientist. You saw the movie The King's Speech.
They did it to that kid in the school as well on the Channel 4 documentary.
I didn't see that, but that sounds adorable.
Saw a Twitter
clip. Oh my god, I love little kids with little speech impediments.
Anyway.
You would love me.
Well,
you didn't have a stutter though, did you?
I also had a lisp as a child. My tongue way too big for my mouth.
Wow.
Harriet's tongue way too big for her mouth.
No, I just didn't know where to put it.
Still too big for your mouth though, isn't it?
Therefore.
You're still lisping. Oh god.
No, it's just when I forget, when I get tired, I forget where to put it.
Therefore, our child will have a speech impediment.
I don't know, man.
Two lisps. Might
cancel each other out.
Yeah, two lisps make a not lisp.
It's so cute when you say lisp.
It's a really hard word to say. Why do they make it with an S in it? It's so mean.
What I wanted to ask both of you is there's obviously the story of Venus and Serena Williams' dad and how he essentially coached them to become the best tennis players in the world ever. What will you be coaching your child in? To be world-class at.
Emotionally getting through a day without having a severe breakdown, because I feel like both of our emotional constitutions are very weak.
Mine has actually got much stronger.
Yes, but it's like when someone has a shattered bone and they build it back with metal. It looks the same, but it's still not necessarily as sturdy as it could be.
Yeah, okay.
The foundations are weak.
So you're already thinking you have to fix the child.
I'm thinking, I think the best we're going to do is, they'll be all right.
It's weird to think that, they'll be able to watch this podcast.
Yeah, but...
in years to come.
But we haven't met them yet, so this is actually just us talking about our own infallibility. What's weird about being a comedian and then a parent is we both are constantly fallible and open about our weakness. Whereas I think most people's relationship with their parents is with a person who often does not apologize.
Never apologize.
Yeah.
And rarely kind of shows weakness. Easily, you know?
Well, it doesn't want to because obviously it undermines their position as a parent, isn't it?
Yeah. I think I'll struggle to not show constant weakness and indecisiveness.
Yeah, because I was saying to someone the other day, they were like, are you going to, what kind of parent are you going to be? And I was like, I'm just going to be so impressed, if it gets into school. And they were like, everyone gets into school.
Legally, you have to go.
And I'm like, I just think it'll be so cool, when it goes to school. And I'll just be so proud. So I need to higher my expectations for my child.
What scenario would involve the child not making it into school?
If they've killed early in life.
They still have to learn stuff.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, let's say your four-year-old...
they've killed at the age of three.
Yeah, so let's say your four-year-old kills another four-year-old. It's not ideal, but it can happen.
Yeah, but it was an accident there, isn't it?
Yeah,
what I was worried about.
What if it's not? And schools are hesitant to let that kid in because it went stabby-stabby one day, had a bad day.
No, that's not what I was worried about.
I'm just saying that's a reason why you'd be really happy your kid got to school.
Yeah, it's like a step up from killing someone, I guess.
So you can see me. What are you talking about? You can see easily.
I'm glad you guys just took the time. I build a studio in my house, and you guys just take the time to make it great. You set it up.
I've got the new baby some cryptocurrency for its birthday.
That is such a nice present. What if our baby makes a million off it, though? Are you going to be sad?
No, it's called Sunil Bucks. I made it myself.
No, he doesn't want any of your stupid money that you make up yourself. Sunil.
It could go to the moon.
It's not going to go to the moon.
It could be worth loads in the future.
Sunil, I don't think we've talked about this yet. You told me to get into crypto.
And then Bobby lost loads of money.
I haven't lost loads of money. I went in with a modest investment.
You only lose if you sell.
I went in with a modest investment. And
now you've got
enough. I simply told him what I owned.
I bought at the all-time high, which I realize now is a mistake.
Yeah, you're meant to buy with the
low. It was perfectly timed. But you never know when the low is or the high, Harriet.
Well, the high, you can guess when the high is, kind of looking
now
back.
I'd go when the low is.
Do you think it's the low or the high now?
I think it's medium.
Oh, so he's got a long way to go. That's good.
Well, not really, no. Sunil, because as the rest of the market has skyrocketed, the coin you recommended to me has only dropped.
So the rest
of the market has really went up. No. It was at $17 a couple weeks ago, and now it's back down to 10, while other coins have stayed completely steady.
But I would say that you asked Sunil for his advice and said, don't worry, like, I just want your advice, like, I'm not gonna, like, get cross with you. Like, it's a bit mean, I think, to turn on Sunil now, actually. Like, actually.
I'm turning on Sunil for the purposes of the podcast. I don't actually harbor extreme resentment against Sunil. I appreciate the tip. I think long-term it is a good currency. I'm not going to even say the name.
Would you like to buy any Sunil Bucks off me?
Seems like Sunil Bucks might be more worthwhile than the shit coin you got me to buy.
Wait, so is your money down from when you bought it in?
I put in £500 and now it's probably worth about £250.
Well, I'm going to put £500 in and then I'll have more money than you. I'll have double what you have.
You'll have double the coins than me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then they might also go down. If it's going down in value, it might just keep going down in value.
Yeah, but I'll still have more than you, no matter what.
She's actually right.
Yes, I'm aware she's right.
I'll invest at the right time.
She could be a great investor.
Yeah, thank you.
No, I have thought about it. She's constantly afraid, yeah, like, of losing money, though.
Do you gamble?
No, I hate the idea of gambling.
I like gambling, but no, I'm not good at it.
Mm.
I'm good at it for a while.
Yeah.
But then I start to tilt.
Okay.
I don't even, yeah, Bobby, and then Bobby gets obsessed and then he doesn't sleep and then he's lost a lot of money, so we can't let Bobby gamble.
I play online poker sometimes and I'm good at that. I'm not good at that, but yeah. I don't lose like tons of money.
I think I could do this.
Yeah, but there's been stages where you've...
Yeah, yeah, in the middle of a lockdown, I spent 20 quid a day to feel alive. So what? Yeah, and at the beginning that 20 quid would last hours and eventually it took 5 minutes for me to lose 20 quid.
Yeah.
We're all just trying to do our best, Harriet. You bought a bunch of handbags shaped like shells.
You buy a handbag shaped like shells.
So,
do you remember there was that sad story you told once about the guy who sold his house, like his wife left him. He took his half from the house sale and just went and put it on red on a roulette table.
Oh my God, I don't remember.
How'd he do?
Happened.
He doubled his money.
Oh my
no!
God!
And then he tried to double it again.
No!
And he did double his money.
No!
Did he only do it once?
No, he just won it once, yeah. He just doubled his money. Yeah. But then, like, I think he got to the point where he was, like, rock bottom. He was like, well, you know, I'm not married. I've just got a bit of cash. I'm going to start my life again. I'm just going to go all out and just, like...
But what's amazing about that is he now had as much money as he would have had if he didn't get divorced.
But he doesn't have to deal with his ex-wife.
Yeah. That seems actually really good.
Yeah, but remember how nice it is when you're sat on the sofa and you want a cup of tea.
You've got someone to get a cup of tea for you now.
So you get someone to go make a cup of tea. He doesn't have that anymore, does he? So he could pay.
No, but there are costs to having another person around because you've got to get double the amount of furniture, double the amount of cutlery, crockery.
No, because any living room would have the same amount of sofas and tables. Yeah.
No, you know, Harriet. I lived in a flat with one chair.
Yeah, but you are abnormal.
Harriet. We live in a house with not that many bedrooms.
Bobby, you would live
on the
ground.
Can I finish? Let me finish my...
You live on the ground with a sheet. That is how you would live if I wasn't here, with a rucksack and a ground sheet.
Harriet!
And that is all
Harriet,
that would happen. So.
This house has 6 couches in it.
Does it?
That I have paid for because every 6 months she wants... she wants a new couch. The other day I was like, where did my savings went? And then I realized I've spent thousands on couches that nobody sits on. They just sit in the room. And I walk by the couch and I think, well, there's 600 quid. I could have went on a vacation.
Oh, I know, yeah.
But now I get to look at a couch.
Four.
No, Harriet. There's one in your office. Oh, there's one in the mezzanine.
That's fine.
There's one there. That's fine.
Why is there one in the office?
Well, we needed it. I had a spare £1,000 lying around that I wanted to burn.
It was £300. That's bullshit.
Oh my
God. I find cheap couches.
I still find it funny you've got an office.
We have too many couches, though. Like, there's not enough space for the couches we have.
We have run out of space.
And she won't let me get rid of the couches. She's like, no, I like that couch. I'm like, it's a couch. It's not a shell-shaped handbag.
I get very attached to things, and I don't like it when someone slags them off. He slagged off my chair earlier. I don't like it. The problem is the only sofa bed is in this studio.
Which has no heat. No one can sleep in here because it's full of camera equipment. And she won't let me get rid of this because she...
Johnny sleeping.
We just bought this year.
Because you're an idiot. We bought it because you made me buy it.
We didn't know we were going to have a baby. It was in the baby.
I knew. I just want a simple life with less couches. Can we top it at 4? Can we agree we're going to have 4 couches going forward?
What? Which one are you going to get rid of?
I tried so hard to get rid of this, but you won't let me.
We just got it.
It's pointless to have it here. It takes up half this room.
Bobby's crying now.
I'm not. Why I'm not crying. I just feel like sometimes without another person here, I struggle to be heard.
What? I hear you, Bobby.
Thank you.
I hear you. I just choose to ignore you. I hear what you're saying. You know how
some people like have a kid and then they really play the kid off against each other?
Well, like...
Like the two parents like have a kid and both like shit on the other parent to the kid. I think we'll do that. Yeah, I think we'll... I think that's totally our
vibe. No, that's really mean. You can't do that.
I'm not saying... I think out of the two of us, you will be the one that starts this trend.
I can't help it if the child agrees with me.
Exactly.
I can't help it if the child.
Most definitely, you will be the one who starts being like, your idiot father forgot to book the restaurant.
I actually wouldn't say that because you're not supposed to slag off the father because...
That's only if you're divorced. If you're divorced, you can't slag off the... But if you're together...
Because the baby is half the father.
I'm not saying the baby. I'm not saying it to a baby. I'm not like, your mommy's a cunt, baby. Like, I'm saying when they're like 8.
Can I just step in and say this is the Christmas episode?
I don't like Christmas, really. It's a lot of downtime. I'm not good with spare time.
Bobby, your whole life is spare time.
This is what I'm talking about. This now is what I'm talking about.
Coming in for the kill, Harriet Kemp.
Harriet.
He got really angry with me the other day because he said he hadn't had time to do something. That literally this thing to do would take 20 minutes. And he said he hadn't had time in the last week to do it. And I just burst out laughing because it was just very funny.
Yeah.
He hadn't had time because it was not true.
What I hate is when she said she's really busy or she's really tired, I have to take it seriously. Yeah. Even though you're not busy. You just have life, Harriet.
Normal Harriet.
So she just has an anxiety problem. So then all...
I don't, actually.
Okay, fine. See, exactly, fine. But what I... So...
I used to, but I don't.
Yes.
And I think it's very rude to keep telling me I have an anxiety problem when I don't have an anxiety problem. I'm absolutely fine.
Why are you doing a podcast called Why Is Harriet Crying?
Because I used to cry, and now I do cry a lot, but I'm pregnant. There's nothing abnormal about crying when you're pregnant.
Here's the thing. She keeps attributing her behavior to pregnancy when it's actually things she also did before pregnancy.
I see. Like
crying? Impulsive spending?
Eating.
Eating? Couches?
Drinking?
8 drinks?
Nothing's changed.
No. If I bring her breakfast in bed,
yeah,
which I do often...
Bobby, you've done it 3 times.
I've done it
and I've appreciated them every time, but it's only been 3 times.
You're gonna have to take a photo every morning you do it now and just log it.
Bobby, it's only been 3 times, and I've appreciated it every time.
It's been more than 3.
Bobby, it hasn't.
It has been more than 3. It's been at least 6.
In our lives together, we've been...
No, not in our life together. It's been more than 6 in the last, like, month. You absolute shrew!
I'm pregnant, Bobby. You should be bringing me breakfast in bed every day.
You wake up before I do. I go to bed before you.
Exactly.
That's the deal.
You should wake up before me and bring me breakfast.
It's not my... Okay.
That's what a lot of people do for their pregnant wives.
Okay, what you're leaving out of this proposition, which is unreasonable, is she randomly wakes up at 5:30 a.m. for some reason. So what, I'm supposed to get up at 4:30 in the morning to make you breakfast?
No, because that's
because you're insane.
That's when I just sit. But I just sit there quietly for an hour and a half.
Doing what?
Then I go back to sleep.
To sit.
Yeah.
What, on a chair?
Sometimes on a chair. Sometimes on a sofa.
Or just stare.
And I just sit because I...
How do you choose sleep. What sofa, though? Is that, do you find that difficult? You think, well, I have five to choose from. all of them bought within the last 2 years. Which one do I want to sit on? Is it the one that's not comfortable?
Bobby, if you hate the sofa so much, sit on the floor. You don't have to sit on any of the sofas. If you... All you do, you go from sofa to sofa. That is... You are...
That's because you've taken my office away. I only go sofa to sofa because...
What was in your office? A sofa.
I don't think Bobby's saying...
You've taken my office away because...
You've never used a desk, Bobby.
I don't think Bobby's saying he doesn't want any sofas. I think he's saying there's too many sofas. That's what he's saying. The one in your office probably isn't easy.
Let's open it up. How many sofas do you have in your house, Neil?
Yeah, one.
Okay, interesting. I'd love it if listeners of this, if anyone listening or watching, would just let us know how many sofas you have in your house, and correspondingly how many living rooms and bedrooms you have. So
is
if you have
too many,
is five too
what
many?
All you do is sit on sofas. You don't do anything else apart from sit on the sofa. There's nothing
this
else.
This is what I'm talking about. I earn.
You don't sit at a desk.
I earn more than her, but somehow I'm lazy and she's hardworking. But Harriet,
you're older than me.
By a year.
And a half. Yeah, and a half.
I moved to this country when you started comedy. It's not like I've had a leg up.
Yeah, you've been doing comedy for years before that.
Yeah, I was better at it.
Further ahead.
I did beat you in a comedy competition.
Yeah, when you'd been going for 17 years. a new comedian competition, Bobby.
17 years?
I've been going for 16 now.
Well.
Happy Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, happy Christmas.
I don't want to fight. I don't want to fight. But if I'm going to fight, I will win.
Well, you haven't won because there's five
seconds. No, because like she keeps coming back.
I know, I can't stop. I find it impossible not to.
She just calls me lazy all the time.
The thing is, though, if you let that affect you like that, then
I'll never tire. I'll keep coming back.
If you let it.
All right, Harriet, do it again. We have too many sofas.
I don't care.
She knows what she's doing. She knows exactly what she's doing.
One more time. No, I know what I'm going to do. Say it one more time. Harriet, we have too many sofas. Why do you have so many sofas?
Doesn't matter.
She's got you.
Give me what I want, please. I know what I want to say back to you.
Well, now she's not going to give it to you now, is she? Because you've asked for it.
I can't.
She can't because she knows you want it.
I can't.
Say it again. Okay, fine. I'll do you. Oh, Bobby, all you do is sit on sofas. That really hurts my feelings, Harriet, actually, because I try really hard to provide for this family, and the fact that you don't recognize my contributions to it hurts me. I got her.
Well, we split everything 50-50, so it doesn't affect us if you make more money.
That's not true, actually. I pay more when I have more. You know that.
It's not my fault you're spending on online gambling.
Why don't you...
It is because you drive me to gamble. You suck the joy out of my life.
Don't yell.
I'm on a roll. I'm being funny and you say, don't yell. My comedy is yelling. Funny when I yell!
You need to update it.
You made him end that sentence on you suck the joy out of my life. I'll tell you, how about this? How about every penny you earn that's more than Harriet's income, you use that to buy Sunil bucks with? And then see where you're at in a couple.
Or I could just, to keep the baby warm, I could get out in cash and burn it. I think either or. At least in that case, there's some value returned.
Is that worth doing, Harriet?
As I was listening,
he's going to burn all the money. But yeah.
What were you thinking about? You're just sitting there. What's
going on?
What were you thinking about? You were thinking about hurting me. She was thinking about me.
I was thinking about Christmas.
You're so weird.
Well, yeah, it's going to be a great one, I think, this year. It's going to be a great Christmas. Thanks for... should we wrap it up?
Yeah, didn't hear a sad story.
Oh, fucking hell, yeah.
I'm thinking... Should I start drinking again when the baby comes?
She will.
Yeah, she will.
Actually, can you drink because you've got breastfeed?
I'm bringing champagne to the...
So you can drink, can't you, even if you're breastfeeding? Or is it like you have a better limit?
You can have a drink a day, that's the NHS...
Oh, cool.
She keeps making me buy her tiny bottles of wine.
Shut up, Bobby.
What?
God, you make
it. No, I have half...
but that's fine.
Half a small glass with soda water and ice.
You just don't want other... You don't need other people.
But if you buy it, people are so judgy.
But what's funny is...
started in the last couple of weeks.
Me, a man... And
the baby's developed, basically.
I think we just do have to question some things about this situation, because I'm a recovering alcoholic. She knows that about me. She sends a recovering alcoholic into an off-license to buy wine.
You don't like wine anyway.
And I like whatever takes the pain away. And you send me in to buy wine. They see her waiting outside. They know. It's actually...
Oh, no.
It's sadder when she's... Because, Harriet, now you're secret drinking while pregnant.
And she's just outside smoking.
If it wasn't such a taboo, then I'd be able to openly drink. No, I literally have... A couple of times a week,
I have
half a glass. It's only been the last couple of weeks.
That's all right. I'm not.
I didn't before. I didn't drink for months. Like, I just...
keep bragging. I didn't know we had Mother of the Year on the podcast. I didn't drink for months when I was pregnant, but then I just needed it. Okay. Sorry. Wow. Can you write a book to detail? 8 steps to not drink when you're pregnant.
Sorry. Okay. So, sad story. Okay. Billionaire taunted ex-wife of nearly 6 decades with gigantic photo of new wife on his building.
Why is that sad? That's funny.
It's sad for the old wife. The 81-year-old had a different way of taunting his former wife. He was a real estate developer and he placed gigantic photos 24 feet wide and 42 feet high of himself new wife for people to see on his residential building in New York. He said in an interview, I thought, I own a building. Why don't I just hang a banner for my own building?
I don't really relate to the old wife.
He said he was a proclamation of love. Speaking about the photos, he said, my wife looks gorgeous and I love the picture of me.
How old is
the 81,
wife?
This
guy.
How old
is the new wife?
The new wife is...
I want to guess.
Yeah.
Guess, 38.
I'm going to say 42.
It hasn't come up yet.
What, 42?
He said, since I wasn't getting married during the summer in the Hamptons, I wasn't able to hire an aeroplane with a banner to go up and down the shoreline. I thought, I own a building. I'm just hanging on from the building. It's so big. His marriage with his former wife broke up.
Is there a picture of the banner?
He installed his younger French mistress in one of his luxury properties for years on end. And then now he's flaunting her on a building.
Is there a picture of the banner?
Yes.
How old does the new wife look?
She doesn't look 81, let's just say that.
Yeah, but...
Approximately.
I think...
Imagine being a mistress at 81.
Well, she...
I mean, not now.
Or you mean having a mistress?
Or no, if she was an 81-year-old mistress.
Yeah.
I think
you need what you need.
His old wife is in her 80s and the new wife is definitely, like, maybe 50s.
Okay.
That's still 30 years, but that's fine. You can, you know...
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, sometimes think, you know, I can imagine you with a much younger man, Harriet.
Yeah, like after 80, it doesn't really matter, does it?
Thank you.
No, I mean like
oh, right.
You know, I can, yeah, you could, just someone, you know, who likes to be bossed around and treated like garbage.
Sorry, the article's now about anti-vaxxers.
Sometimes that happens on news websites. It just flows into the next article, Harriet. You just finish the article, sweetie. It's just, that's how it works. It just went goes to the next article. The Mirror or something?
No.
Which one?
Smalljoys.tv.
What? Is that real?
What did you Google to get this story? Sad stories again. I was like, why do I keep asking that?
No, I was reading an article about this man, and then I read about it. Look, this is them on the building.
She looks like she's... Yeah.
Looks cool.
Yeah.
Looks like a good second life. She doesn't look that happy.
I don't think it's got anything to do with his old wife. I don't think he's done it to taunt his old wife.
Yeah, because, you know, her apartment is, like, opposite it.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's the whole thing. Like, she can look straight at it.
That is okay, funny.
Yeah, you didn't say that. You didn't even read that bit.
Well, I know, because then it accidentally scrolled into the anti-vax article.
Well, I read that out there.
Doctors were asked to share their experiences with anti-vaxxers. One mum decided to tell an infuriating story when she organised a party for her child. She decided not to send an invitation to an unvaccinated girl because she could compromise the health of another girl who recently had cancer. Oh. The mother, dank mums...
I don't think this is a real thing. Harriet, I don't think you're necessarily even on a real news site.
She wrote on Reddit.
Is that how she's got a username? Dank Mum.
Hi, I'm Dank Mum.
After we sent out invites to my kid's birthday party, I found out one of her friends from Darts was unvaccinated. Oh no, Nav, sorry, I'm on a website about a crib. I uninvited the dance kid and very nicely explained the situation. Her mother loses her shit and tries to get us kicked out of the dance school they attend.
Oh, it's a Reddit post.
The dance school owner is an older lady. Had no idea there were these idiots these days that didn't vax. So she implemented a new rule that students had to be up to date and the unvaxxed kid had to find a new dance school. I felt bad for the kid, but her mother is a sociopath.
Okay.
Another Reddit
Now we're just going into different stories. Harriet's now just reading us all the news. Harriet, is there any other news stories you want to dive into, Harriet?
Sorry, this is just something else on Reddit. Sweet Prince 686.
What?
This is the thing about anti-vaxxers that really drives me nuts.
Don't just read out the whole thread, please.
That's why you need to read
the whole thread out. Please, Harriet.
No one listens to podcasts to have YouTube comments or Reddit comments read out the most caustic, angry, and then he said, fuck you, and you're like, oh.
Harriet reads.
Police have arrested Florida's dumbest criminals.
Yeah, that's good.
They've been arrested after one of them forgot a shoe.
What does that mean? Well, left one behind.
Think of the scene. One of them left a wallet with an OD in at one of the shops they robbed. They only stole cigarettes.
It's a bad day at work. We all have bad days at work. I wouldn't say that today was one of my finest.
He left his shoe and he left his wallet.
I would say comedically I've done as good of a job today as they did at that robbery. So I empathise.
Right, you're done, Harriet.
Woman was told to leave the beach after an angry mother complained about her bikini.
We need Elliot back in.
A woman got kicked off of a beach for not wearing a bikini. What?
No, she complained about the bikini.
What was wrong with the bikini? Is there a picture of the bikini?
So someone said, I can't have that. That's not okay with me. And I look up and she said, she doesn't want to see my butt and lady parts.
Harriet's just jumping from story to story now.
Harriet, end this podcast immediately, please. Elliot's walked out on us, which is why it's got to this stage.
Thank you for listening to Why Is Harriet Crying?
With me, Sunil Patel, and...
I'm Bobby Mayer, and this is my...
Harriet.
Wife.
Say goodbye, say Happy Christmas to everyone.
Sorry, I was just reading about...
We know!
Yeah, it was just something like...
All right, that's the end.
All the best now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Happy Christmas, everybody. And we'll do a New Year episode, so just Happy Christmas for now.